Oh my god. Have you played Haven and Hearth? It's nothing.
Oh, what's that one?
It's nothing like, It's not Factory or like Cultivation, but it's like a really fun MMO where you permadeath. And like, you do some really fun stuff in it. I don't know. I've been wanting to talk about it since like. Since I had to postpone my stream the other day. But basically, there's this really fun game called Haven and Hearth. And
is it on Steam?
No. No, it's like... I think at the moment, it has like 300 people playing.
God.
And they're all okay. Russians.
Okay? I like how this sounds.
And then you start like completely like naked, right? And then you have to like okay. go make some like leaf.
What is this like 2003 website?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And then you basically you have to like meet people and then you like join clans and stuff and then like sometimes clans will wage war on each other and then once every year or a couple years there's like a world reset and then
with the 300 people.
Yes. No, you don't get it. There's like a world reset and then everybody starts from scratch and then it's like a world that looks exactly like Earth with like continents and stuff like that and then you basically claim continents. So like the first 2 or 3 days of every world reset in Haven and Hearth, everybody is like out for blood and like killing and claiming land and all of that. And the best time to join is like maybe like a week or two after world start. And then your character, right? It has like skill points and then there's like a bunch of roles in the game as when you're in a clan or like a family or something. Yeah. And then when I played as a cook and then people would like gather food and stuff and I only ever remember cooking because all the warriors and stuff, right? They leave the land. Uh-huh. Our base. And then you don't know if they'll come back. Sometimes it's really sad, okay? Sometimes it's really sad. Uh-huh. And like, maybe they leave with like 2 people and one of them dies and they come back carrying the dead body and then we have to all hold like a funeral and then their character's like dead forever and stuff and then we have to like hold a funeral. We have like a graveyard and then when they come out, they like hunt. They hunt bears and bears and stuff and they put it all into like a storage room and then like I usually skin the animals and then give the skin to the leather person and then they'll like dry it and make and then make armor for the warriors and then they come back maybe with more material and wood and stuff and then they will build like a windmill for me so I can grind rice and grind flour and and then I can start making cakes and cooking is really hard because you have to get like the highest quality. There's like a number and like the better you are at the skill, there's like a number and then you and then the better you are you cook better. So like when people pick up roles, you usually stick to that role so you make better quality food and then I usually lay the table out for the warriors and the leather people and the crafters. And I give them what to eat because you have to conform to like a diet. So like maybe today you can't eat too many berries because then the berries will be less effective. Okay. It's so fun. Oh. Yeah.
I just wanted to know that was like 10 minutes. It was really cute. Do you want to play?
I don't think anybody would watch.
We can play it!
You don't get it! Okay, look, if you get hurt, you have to rest a week. Like, if you get your leg broken in-game, you need to rest a week in real life. And sometimes when I played...
doctors?
No, you have to rest on the bed. And when I played in real life... Wait, what? When I played, right? And then we had wars going on and we had to defend, right? And people would like... people would like camp underneath, like... They would make like a hole in your defenses. They would have like a battering ram that they set up for like 2 days in advance. And then like 2 days later, we say, hey, at this very specific Russian time, we go and attack. So I have to wake up at 3 in the morning to like wage war. What's the game? Haven and Hearth. Haven and Hearth. It's not just a game. It's not just a game. It's a commitment. It's a commitment.
Okay, but you have to wait a week when you're healing in a bed in real life?
Yeah, just don't get hurt, man.
Just don't get hurt. But you are a cook! What if you're a warrior? Then you just don't get to play?
Oh, if you're a warrior and you die, you need to start your character from, like, scratch again. And, like...
I feel like...
They usually mog, like, your body and steal your stuff.
They mog your body?
Yeah, they steal your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so like... I don't know. Oh yeah! Oh my god, I remember! This really fun, this really nice Russian person made like a merchant's jacket for me. And I could carry more food whenever I walked around.
Wow.
And he was so proud of the jacket! It was like, Jelly! Jelly, come online, look what I got for you! And then I came on and it was like this really high quality merchant jacket. And he's like, do not leave the base wearing this! So yeah, I think the entire time I played it, I was just in the base cooking. Like, day and night for like 4 hours per session.
And you were like, what, 5 years old? And all of these Russians were like 35? Like,
yeah, they were 35. They were like 35, 40, maybe with a wife and kids. Oh, it's so important, you know, being a cook and being the only cook in like a big city. You have to like...
Did you feel like you had a...
Yeah,
like
I feel like I had a purpose. Job. That was why I played the game. I had a purpose.
Someone in my chat who I believe is Russian says that you could make leather packs and water skins for food holding for extended travels.
Yes. Water skins.
I think
water
you
skins.
Found one of the 300
Hello!
People who
Hello,
played your shitty game.
300 people played it
all. Oh, sorry. He's Lithuanian.
Lithuanian! Because on the website, it shows you how many people are online, right? It's like... There are now 500 people online. 400
I feel like
Russian
if you
Federation.
If you combined our weird audience niche people, you'd find all 500.
Oh my god, that'd
like
be so
actually,
cool. That's so cool!
That's Jelly's VTubing goal. You know in the debut when you list your goals as a VTuber? Find all 300 players of
There are now 3 people from the US playing this game! I love that game so much! I love it so much!
Like a canon event. This is why Jelly is Jelly.
Oh my god. And I remember people bringing back oysters and I would just sit over the pot like opening oysters
like Baba
for
Yaga.
Like two hours. I was just cracking open oysters.
We were like, do you know any other girls that are artistic enough to be able to play this with us? And you were like, maybe not.
It's so hard to find truly artistic women.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
I feel like there's a bunch of games like that. They're just not as intense usually. Because nowadays, people don't have the attention span.
I just remember you can go mining in Haven and Hearth.
Oh, God.
And then...
Let's just play Minecraft.
No, it's not the same. Minecraft is for
no,
babies.
No, no, no.